Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We welcome you to the very final program of 2013. 13 years ought to be enough, and in terms of getting used to a new millennium. We are glad to have you tuned this morning. We'll be here for the next 2 hours to answer your plant questions. The best way to do that is to call us, and the phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. If you will please call right now, you can get prepared, and we'll get you on the air very, very quickly. I have to confess that we are having a call screener page problem, and what that means in talk show lingo is that I can't see, and Lee Riza in the other studio is having the same issue of not being able to access the call screen page. So Lee may come on the air with me occasionally to tell me where our next call is from. I have no idea how many calls I have. This is almost like doing the program at a remote broadcast where you don't have a laptop with you or any other means of contact with reality. So I'll give the number plenty of times, just in the off chance that Neil needs calls. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And I need to tell you something. This is kind of fun because this program will be the last program of my 36th year of doing commercial garden radio. I had 7 years of doing garden radio before that with the Extension Service, but I went to commercial in 1978, first week of January in 78. So this is the end of the 36th year, and I hope there are another 36 ahead. I love doing this. So anyway, that's what we have in store for you. Again, that phone number, if you would like to call, is 800-288-WBAP, and that is 800-288-9227. Please do call now. Right now we're joined by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by Busy Bees Pest Elimination Services. Steve, good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, Neil.
How was Christmas?
Well, it was good. Very nice.
We had a wonderful Christmas ourselves, and just I think one of the most pleasant we've ever had. It's always fun when you have the voices of children and grandchildren and especially grandchildren saying, "Where's my next package?"
Yeah.
they have to learn, and at age 3 or 4, they don't learn immediately. Well, you're going to talk about bamboo, a bamboo that we could actually live around and not have to run from.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to mention some plants in the Japanese garden. This is a delightful place to visit, even in the winter, and I think especially in the winter. The evergreen plants, the berries, the texture of bark really stand out this time of the year in the Japanese garden. And that is certainly the case with black bamboo. The young canes are green and then later turn black, creating a striking contrast with the green foliage. It's a slow-growing bamboo. We have some growing near the ticket house at the entrance to the Japanese garden. And just beautiful, really.
What is its hardiness zone, Steve? Do you recall?
No, I don't, but ours has been there for years, so I know it's done well and has never suffered. So.
All right, and that is Phyllostachys nigra, black bamboo, and then you're going to talk about coral bark, Japanese maple. That's a pretty plant.
Well, it is. In fact, the bark of this maple does turn a coral to scarlet during the winter. We have one specimen in the Japanese garden. You can't miss it once you come in and start winding down the trail. You'll see it there, but it's just a beautiful variety, especially in the winter.
Yeah, they're beautiful. How come you have all these Japanese plants in that garden?
I wonder why.
Go ahead. You have one more to tell us about.
Well, that is the Japanese cedar. This is a fast-growing, tall, evergreen coniferous tree native to Japan, where it is grown for timber. It's in the same family as the bald cypress. This is a Zone 8 tree, but the foliage may brown during the winter if it gets really cold, but it recovers the following season. We have one near the pavilion of the Japanese Garden. We also have one in the Fuller Garden, so they're worth looking at.
This is a Cryptomeria japonica. Japonica, as a species name, indicates that the plant's from Japan. I'll bet you had that figured out, folks. Cryptomeria. And, Steve, I'm seeing Cryptomeria is being used a little bit more mainstream, and especially in commercial landscapes. Scares me a little bit because you're in a protected location
yes.
there in the Japanese Garden. Scares me to see them out on the Blackland Prairie somewhere.
Yes.
What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, all right. Now, we have all kinds of open and shut hours of all kinds of businesses around North Texas. Tell us the hours of the various gardens, or at least tell us how we can get those hours for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
Well, the garden as a whole is open, but the garden center itself, the visitor center, is open New Year's Eve from 10 to 2 and then closed on New Year's Day. However, the Japanese garden is open both days from 9 to 5, so come out and see us this week.
All right. And how long do the poinsettias stay on the tree? Are they still there?
Well, I can't say they'll be there much longer. In fact, they're scheduled to come down on Monday the 30th.
All right. That would be like tomorrow.
Yes.
So hustle out today if you still want your family photo in front of the poinsettia tree.
Yeah.
All right. You're just like everybody else. Got to rip those Christmas decorations out of there. Get them out.
We do.
All right, Steve. We'll still keep you.
Okay.
All right. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and that's just a couple of miles west of downtown Fort Worth, out close to Casa Manana and the Stockyards, Eamon Carter, and all of that. So the website is fwbg.org, and so you find all this information there. And do your folks, let's see, his first name is Pete. Is it Volenwander? Is that right?
Volenwider.
Does he leave photos of the Botanic Garden archived on your website? I haven't looked in the last month or so.
You know, I don't know about that.
Yeah, because he takes some of the most glorious photos in the Japanese garden and all around, and I've seen them on the website. Folks, it's worth looking just to see if they are there. So that's fwbg.org, and we need the 24-hour information number.
That is 817-392-5510.
North Texas has some wonderful horticulturists, and a couple of them work at the Botanic Gardens of Dallas and Fort Worth, and Steve is a great example of that, and he's also my good friend of long standing. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and have a happy new year.
Same to you. Talk to you next year. Steve
right,
Huddleston,
bye.
Senior Horticulturist, Fort Worth Botanic Garden. That report sponsored, as we mentioned, by Busy Bees Pest Control. This is a company with legacy. They've been serving the North Texas area since 1967. That's a long time. They've grown from being a small company with 3 employees to a full-service pest control company, including licensed technicians, certified applicators, and just about anything you could possibly want. Excuse the grammar there. If you have seen bed bugs or bees and wasps, ants, fleas, termites, other unwanted pests in your home, these things want to come in during the winter time. Now, some of them stay in there all the time, but if you are seeing pests that you just absolutely don't want to see, they're making you cringe when you see them, call Busy Bees. Call them tomorrow. You can probably call and leave a message right now. They also trap and remove other unwanted animals from your home, raccoons, squirrels, birds, and so much more. A small infestation can quickly become a large problem that can cause you health problems or structural damage to your home. Get the best out. This is the company I was referred to several years ago when I was looking for a good pest elimination service to advertise, and one of my friends in the industry, but not in the competitive industry, said, I don't know why you haven't called Busy Bees. They are just the best. Here's a phone number. It is a toll-free 1-855-BUSY-BEE, and that's for all of North Texas. They serve both Dallas and Tarrant counties. 1-855-BIZZYBEE. BIZZYBEE. Or visit them at busybees.com. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, Fred, thank you. I am so grateful to have him as an advertiser, long, long time advertiser and a good friend. And he's done some spectacular work for me at my home and my office, where we needed his professional help. Let's go to our first call today, and that's going to be Jeremy from Godley. Jeremy, this is Neil. Good morning, and thank you for calling.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I have got a question about some oleanders. I need to transplant them or move them. They've been in the ground for 6-7 years. Is there anything I need to do to them before I pick them up and move them, or can I move them?
Yeah, you can move them, and yeah, there are a couple of things you could do. How do they look after the cold from 3 weeks ago?
They're kind of, I guess, brown on the tips, on the ends. It hurt them pretty good, so.
Yeah, and it always will. It seems like in North Texas, we are, I think we're a little too far north to count on oleanders, but you know, I'm willing to give them a try or two. I gave them 3 or 4, and I won't plant them again in my part of rural Collin County. I'm in a kind of a cold, low spot, so, but that's not why you called. The way that you would transplant oleanders is, first of all, I would wait another month. I'd do it in very late January, better yet, the first week or so of February. And the reason for that is that they are cold tender, and transplanting tends to stimulate regrowth. There's an injury that's involved with transplanting because you cut a lot of roots, and you also need to prune the top to compensate for that root loss. And when you do that, the plant wants to grow, and you don't want that kind of new growth in January. You want it coming in late February. So I'd prune the first week. I'd transplant first week of February. By then, you will know much better how much freeze damage you had, because that may actually work to your advantage in this case. If they froze back halfway, you're going to need to prune all that dead wood out anyway, and right, that's probably about how far back you should prune, even if they had not frozen. You have to do that to compensate for how many roots are going to be left behind. How tall and wide are these plants? They could be pretty big by now.
They vary from around 5x5 to 3x3.
All right. I'm going to go with the biggest one. You can scale the other one back proportionally. The large one at 5x5 would need to have you'll trim it back to maybe 3 feet. And then you'll need a soil ball that will be probably 3 feet in diameter. It's going to be heavy. It's going to require 2 or 3 guys to lift it. And just dig it with a sharpshooter spade. It'll take you an hour to dig it, so be patient with it. Hold the soil around it. And then after you've trimmed it, you can actually trim it before you start digging to make it easier to get around it. And then set it in the new spot right away, full sun, lots of room, and then water it well when you fill the hole back in. You don't have to add anything special to the hole. Just replant it.
Very well.
All right. Good luck
Thank
with
you
it.
Very much.
Appreciate your
Appreciate
call.
It.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. A lot of oleanders and gardenias and fatsias and a few akubas and what else got pittosporums got hurt. I covered my pittosporums and they came through fine. Others that people did not cover, not so well. I have still left the covers on my aspidistra plants, and that is called cast iron plant. It's a tall ground cover, and I made a mistake years ago of planting several hundred of them. And 1 year they froze back and were so slow in regrowing that I decided, okay, I'm going to get frost cloth. I'm going to keep them covered anytime it's getting cold, because they're so pretty 50 weeks out of the year, and I don't want to have to wait 25 or 30 weeks for them to regrow. So anyway, let's take a break, and then we'll come back to more calls. Let me give you that number again. As I mentioned, our call screen page is not functioning this morning, so I am flying blind. I do not know how many calls we have. I'm in a different studio from Lee, and Lee doesn't have a call screen page either. He's just keeping notes. Lee Reiser running my program for me and screening. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I am about to give you another phone number, a phone number that has been rung many, many times, thousands of times. And if you do not have your copy on order of my brand new book called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, it'll be released in March. And folks, I am spending all day, every day, 7 days a week working on this book to get it finished. And it's going to be just fabulous. I'm finishing up the fruit, and especially yesterday and today, the vegetables chapter, to give you all of the information you need to be successful in gardening. But we also have trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, lawns, annuals, perennials, basics of gardening, when to do everything, 48 pages of what I used to put in 12 pages in my garden calendar. Everything that I have put in every publication I've ever printed, including all of the detailed information that's in my posters that you've seen, all of that in one volume. It'll be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Now, you may be familiar with Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the later of the two editions published 22 years ago. Well, this will have all of that information, but man, did it need to be updated. Oh, my. That one is in stores and will continue to be in stores. My new book, Lone Star Gardening, I'm self-publishing. You will buy it only through my magazine office or off my website. And the way you can do it now, before we go to press, at the lowest price we will ever offer, $24.95 plus $7 postage, is by calling today before 10. It'll be just $24.95. And I have a better deal for you, and that is that if you buy a subscription to my magazine, either new or renewal, at the same time that you're buying the book, and both of them go to the same mailing address, then you can get half price on the magazine. The total price of that offer is just $36.90. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is going to be printed in San Antonio. It'll print in March. And it in the magazine for $36.90 plus the $7 postage. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. The price will never go back down that low again. So call while you still have time. It's a pre-print price. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10 today. Call before 10. You can also order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
They are the best. I told you that when we heard Fred Marshall's voice. Tell you about Dixon Brothers right now. You hear Mary Traveland, my announcer. She's been my announcer for many, many years, and she's my friend for many, many more years, and an advertiser here with Dixon Brothers. She and her husband own and operate this incredible store in Mesquite. Did your pool sustain freeze damage in the big ice storm 3 weeks ago? Don't let it get worse. Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Call them for the repairs. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians can get you up and going again and protect you from the upcoming winter storms. That's 972-288-7537. They're closed on Sundays, but they'll be there tomorrow. Their licensed technicians can install a freeze guard that will automatically turn your pool system on when temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. Easy for you and great for your pool. Now, if you need to winterize your pond or water garden, visit their showroom for a thermometer, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products and advice. They have it all. Dixon Brothers has knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all of your pond, pool, and water garden needs. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Give them a call at 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. They're at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Our 19th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, Neil Sperry.
With all the tree damage that was sustained 3 weeks ago, there's been quite a call for quality tree service technicians, and nobody is better than Arborological Services. They have won the awards. They have the plaques and certificates and trophies to prove that they know what they're doing. They have the college-degreed people who prove that they know what they're doing. But they also have a lot of humility and a lot of interest in supporting their own industry. They help one another. Others might call them their competitors. But they all team up because they believe in professional tree care. If you want to go directly to the source, to the finest source of good tree service, it's going to be Arborological Services. Steve Hauser founded this business, co-founded with Kevin Bassett, and they have put together for all of those years a great company. Steve is now the owner, and I am proud to recommend them to you. They do all of the tree work at our home, and that's been that way for 20 years or more. I know what I'm talking about on this one. Arborological Services, the best. They are the best. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, there are Arborological Services, Inc., INC, period. Twitter at The Tree Experts. And on the web, it's arborological.com. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. So maybe it's not the best thing to say in an ad. I know what I'm talking about on this one because it does kind of degrade the rest of your ads. But that being what it is, let's go back to our phone lines now. We go to Lenny in Arlington. Lenny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil. It's great to talk with
you. Thank you for calling.
I heard you earlier this morning on Randy Williams' show talking about take-all root rot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said it rears its ugly head in the spring, in the late spring.
Right.
And do the dead patches or the dead areas continue to grow and grow all summer?
No, not at all. They kind of give way to the heat. It is a cool season disease. And the natural progression with St. Augustine, this is St. Augustine, correct?
Yes,
the natural progression. Yeah, the natural progression with St. Augustine, and you got to hear this. I have all this on my website at neilsperry.com, and I also have it on my Facebook page in my notes. It is a very, very lengthy discussion. But to give you the summation, natural progression is the first thing you'll see in the spring might be leftover grubworm damage. And that is permanent. If it kills grass, the grass has to regrow from the sides or be replanted.
Uh-huh.
Then you could have take-all root rot, and that can be fatal, but sometimes, lots of times, the grass recovers as it gets warm. Then
uh-huh.
you get into the summer, and you encounter two problems. One of them is an insect, that's chinch bugs, the other is gray leaf spot, a fungal disease.
Uh-huh.
And they have very, very different symptoms. Then you get into the fall, and you have brown patch. Brown patch is in circular patches, and it will
uh-huh.
show up in October, November, and may persist on into the wintertime until the grass turns completely brown. Even then, you'll be able to see where the patches were.
Mm-hmm.
That bypasses the chance of St. Augustine decline. Every one of these problems has its own set of symptoms, and then the overriding of all of them that so many people just assume, well, I have this one or I have that one. They think those are the only choices you have, and my St. Augustine won't grow, quote, over there under those trees. So many people have too much shade for St. Augustine, and they think it has some other problem, when
uh-huh.
in reality it's not getting enough light. So diagnosing St. Augustine on the air is just almost impossible.
Yes, yes. We've chased every possibility that you
right.
mentioned, and we still have... are having problems.
It's got to be one of them. I gave you the complete inventory.
Right.
What I
right.
would do is look on my website
mm-hmm.
at neilsperry.com in the frequently asked questions, because I have posted a huge amount of information there
right.
on them that took hours to write.
And Neil, when we put the 1 inch of sphagnum peat moss down,
mm-hmm.
do you work it in or does the grass grow right up through it?
Grass comes up through it. There's not much
okay.
weight. When you're raking it with your garden rake upside down, that will force it down in contact with the top of the soil.
Right.
Now, please understand, I see so many people using the peat moss at times of year that it's not going to help, times of year that there's no way that's take-all root rot. It's not going to help anything other than TARR. And so you need to be triply sure that's what you have before you go to all that expense, because it's going to cost you several hundreds of dollars to put the peat moss out.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay, thanks.
All right. I didn't nail it down, but we gave you some facts. I appreciate your call, Lenny.
You helped a lot.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Jerry in Wichita Falls, if you'll hang with me, we will get to you on the other side of another Jerry here in just a moment. Jerry Overton will have the news for us in just a second. In the meanwhile, let me give you the phone number. The next segment I have is the longest segment that we have, and so we'll have a chance to get to more than just Jerry. I hope you'll call. The toll-free number to call me right now is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Whiz-Q Stone, since 1983, they have been leaders across the Metroplex. They have been leading the nursery industry, probably in the same way the building trades industry, because they sell stone. And whether that stone is going to be used in glorious landscaping or whether it's going to be used in a beautiful construction of homes and businesses, Whiz-Q Stone is the singular best source of stone in the northern half of the state of Texas. 22 acres in size. And when you meet Mike Wisnand, his son Derek, you realize I am talking to people who really have it. They really are leaders in their industry. They're the best and nice people. I've known them for 20 years, 25 years. I've watched Derek grow up. I know that probably makes him... He now is a father, and I know that makes him uneasy, but there we are. 22 acres of glorious stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They have paved stone products. They just have everything at Whiz-Q Stone. They are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. That's 4501 East Loop 820 South. 22 acres. Easy to see them there, easy to get to. Phone number is 817-429-0822. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822, WHIZ-Q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're following the news for you. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
I'd like to tell you right now about our home landscape school. It is sponsored by Ag Power, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas and Southern Living Plants, and other fine sponsors. It will be all day Saturday, February 15, 9 to 5 in Plano. Stephen Chambly, the very fine horticulturist from Shandor Gardens and a longtime friend of mine, one of the highly skilled writers in my magazine and my electronic newsletter, and a very popular speaker across Texas. Stephen will teach with me. We'll be a tag team, a pair of teachers all day long, teaching you how to design your own landscape project to scale. We'll teach you the best plants to use, how to design beds, how to place the plants within the beds, how to have a perfect lawn, how to use color most effectively. And all the while that we're doing this, you're going to be thinking about a project at your home, maybe a new entryway or a patio landscape, and how you can make it picture perfect. We'll teach you how, and then 2 weeks later, we'll set you up with a landscaping professional designer to finish your landscape plan. You'll do the work with the help of the pro, and you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. Now, we're almost sold out. Don't delay. It's just 6 weeks away, six or seven. That's our home landscape school, our 19th annual. They always sell out. February 15 all day, March 1 or 2, a 30-minute consultation, your choice of dates. It's a $199 for one person, $239 for two people, same household. And that's 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. It's the same number you call to get my brand new book or the book in the magazine offer. Our landscape school, also sponsored by Monrovia Nursery, also Encore Electric Delivery, Know Before You Grow, and Rubel's Plants of Texas. That's our home landscape school. The number to call to register before it's too late is 1-800-752-4769. It's time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And for the next to the last time for this year, here's Jerry Overton.
Thank you very much, Neil, and Happy New Year to you. We'll go ahead and say that early. It is 8:35 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Who is the Texan of the Year? We'll tell you after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast, we're looking for some fog and drizzle in some patchy areas this morning. This afternoon is going to be cloudy, cold, and windy. Now, temperatures are going to get up to about 45 degrees. That'll be in the next couple of hours, and then we're going to see this cold front come through, and our temperatures will fall into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. Tonight will be decreasing clouds, very cold, a hard freeze with a low of 25, and then tomorrow sunny and chilly with a high of 43. We're back up to 54 on Tuesday. It is cloudy, 40 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the classicchevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Fort Worth. Police still working a major accident, I-30 eastbound at Forest Park. Also in Fort Worth, an e-wreck reported on 35W southbound at Highway 114. In the downtown Dallas Mixmaster, you've got an accident blocking the right and right center lanes of westbound I-30 at 35E. Well, the Dallas Morning News names the first responders during the West Fertilizer Plant explosion as the Texans of the Year. Paper announcing its choice in an editorial published today. 12 of the 15 people who died in the April 17th Central Texas explosion were firefighters or others who tried to help put out an initial fire at the West Fertilizer Company. A North Carolina man says two fraudulent charges have been made on the same debit card that he used at his local Target Thanksgiving weekend. Now, Target is admitting that PIN numbers were stolen along with credit card information in a massive hacking, but insists the numbers are encrypted. Former Washington, D.C. Police Detective Rod Wheeler is skeptical.
Once they unencrypt that data, that means that everybody's credit card accounts and bank accounts is potentially vulnerable to being used.
And Wheeler says he expects the situation to get worse before it gets better. FBI says a bank robbery in Phoenix connected now to the shooting death of a Mississippi police officer during a heist in that state. Same suspect in the Phoenix robbery was killed by police. He is believed to be the same man suspected in the Mississippi incident. Again, we're looking for a high today of 45 degrees, 46 degrees, and that's in the next couple of hours. It is cloudy, 40 degrees at DFW Airport. I'm Jerry Overton at the Breitling Energy News Desk. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
A new voice on WBAP.
This is Michael Savage delivering all the news, views, and reviews you can't get anywhere else. My motto is borders, language, and culture, right here on the Savage Nation.
The Savage Nation, in January at 2 p.m. News Talk 820 WBAP.
It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com.
Giving you a voice, your opinions on the news of the day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
I'm going to insert our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week right here, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Presley. Presley is a handsome, sweet boy. He's been waiting patiently for his forever family for almost 3 months. It's a wonderful, happy-go-lucky 4-year-old Border Collie mix. He was surrendered on October 3, and because his family had dog allergies. And this is not a highly... not a dog that is highly prone to giving off allergic issues. It's just, I don't know what it was. But he is a sweet little dog. And I hope that you will go by and see Presley at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. He is a very important pet, a VIP, and that means that his adoption fee is only $50. If you're looking for a sweet, loving boy to play with, Presley is your boy. Come meet this handsome dog today. He's a 4-year-old black and white border collie mix. He's 4 years old, very smart dog, and he is looking for a home, and he is about to say, doesn't anybody love me? And the SPCA is happy to help you get paired up with Presley. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. You know, when you think about volunteering for not-for-profits, somebody's taking all of those photographs and helping them with that website, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that's a volunteer. That's just the way you can get involved with things like the SPCA. Just like all the pets at SPCA of Texas, Presley's already been neutered. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet, and they say that would be really helpful with Presley. Some of the dogs do intimidate him a little bit, and so that would be a good idea. Patient Presley, waiting at the McKinney Shelter, 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer, 8411 Stacy, in the southwest side of McKinney on the north side, northwest corner of Craig Ranch. Now, a lot of directions I just gave you there. SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Both shelters, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Advanced Foundation Repair sponsored that report. The foundation professionals at Advanced Foundation Repair recommend that you always take care of your foundation. If you are at all concerned, or if you were back in the dry weather of late summer and fall about your foundation having issues, maybe they can come out now and tell if there were foundation issues. They can see the changes in the foundation. They can help the changes in the foundation. They can moderate those changes, stabilize your home. They've done it at our home on our sunroom. They've done it for my entire magazine office. It's a pier and beam building built in 1927. And they stabilized all of that and got it all leveled. And it is just so cool what they do. They are also very affordable. Let them come do a complete home inspection. The inspection is absolutely free. It's a very thorough inspection, and they're very honest with you. It's all about integrity. If you don't have a foundation problem, they're not going to dream something up just to snow you. They will tell you you don't have a foundation problem. And so that's the way it is. If you hire them to do the work, it'll be done affordably, and you'll have a lifetime warranty. Here is the phone number for this great company, my sponsor since 1995. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. That's 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Repairs designed for a lifetime. FoundationRepairs.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Another good friend there. Thank you, Rob, very, very much. They came aboard about the same time Advanced Foundation Repair did, and glad to have them. Let's go back to the phone lines. We currently have Jerry. Jerry's in Wichita Falls. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a lawn care question for you.
Yes, sir.
You probably know that we're under stage 4 water restrictions here in Wichita Falls, which means no watering at all of our lawn. My current lawn service uses a pre-emergent weed control that requires watering in 3 to 4 days. My question is there another pre-emergent weed control product that's effective for longer than 3 or 4 days before the watering is applied? Because obviously, if they apply it and it doesn't rain, then I've got an ineffective application there.
Well, the pre-emergents require water to get them across the soil surface, and ideally, it would be a light watering. It would be if you were watering, it would be maybe 25 or 50% of the amount of water that you normally would put on a lawn to water it deeply, a regular watering back when we were able to do that. And that would be things such as Baylan or Dimension or Halts, one of the ones that you can find pretty easily. And those could sit there. I think they could sit there for a few days and wait on rain. I've never heard a requirement that they have to be watered in right away. They're not going to hurt the grass while they sit there. Now, I imagine until they're watered in, if there's absolutely no moisture in the soil, I imagine some of the weeds could go ahead and germinate.
Okay.
Probably would be a good idea to put them out. I'm really, this is a shooting from the hip answer for you. otherwise known as seat of the pants answer. I kind of suspect if I were doing that, I would put them out a week earlier than I normally would, just to try to, better to be a week early in case it takes a week to get a shower. It's got a, there will be rain in the March, which is the time you'd be putting these out. There will be rain at that point. But, right, you know, your lawn's probably not going to be perfect anyway, Jerry, with those kinds of restrictions. And, you know, whether you have to use a pre-emergent or not, I don't know, because you're going to have some weeds anyway with that, right, kind of a watering regime. What is the water source for Wichita Falls, for Wichita County?
We have a couple of lakes, Lake Arrowhead, Lake Kemp.
Okay. And those are the main, it's not out of the Red River, it's strictly from the lakes?
Right. Yes.
All right. And the lakes are way, way low.
Yeah, and we're less than 30%.
How often in the, have you been there a good while?
Yes, sir.
How often have you seen that happen? I don't remember stage four before. Is this the first time that you know?
First time for us.
Yeah.
Stage three, which allows you to, you know, some degree of watering, but now that we're in four, there's no watering. I called and asked, and they said there's not even, none allowed even to water in, you know, fertilizer.
Are they talking about during the winter time, or are they talking about continuing that on in the spring? At 30%, probably it continues on, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Continues on until we get our lake up above 30%.
I understand. I don't think I would put it out. I don't think I would fertilize. If I fertilize, I'd fertilize very sparingly, and I would absolutely time that when there's a 80% probability of rain coming, and just take your chance on that. But I don't know that I would go out of my way to worry about pre-emergence if it's that critical on timing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think you're going to have weeds anyway.
I got you.
Yeah. I think there will be a better day, and you'll give it all effort when you're allowed to come back with normal watering and care.
And maybe just kind of stick with the fertilizing routine and not...
a very modified fertilizer. You don't need to try to make the grass grow, because if it tries to grow aggressively, it's going to need more water. And
right.
So just try to keep enough grass vigorous enough that when it is able to be watered properly, then it can zoom back and cover again. I do that every summer with my hillside at our home. We have an acre between us and the county road, and I don't want it as a lawn, but I also don't want it to go away. And so I'll fertilize it once a year. I rarely water it, but I'll water some of the peripheral areas that are adjacent to some beds that I have, just to keep them looking good. But I water them maybe twice a summer, just because I don't want the grass to die completely, but I also don't want to have to keep it at a high maintenance. My lawn's a different story, but you know, in that situation, you do what you have to do.
Sure.
I hope that you get a rain or 10 in the next 2 months, and this becomes a non-issue by spring.
Yeah, we are all praying for that every day.
I can imagine. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
I hope that helped. You bet. Thanks for the call. All right, and let's see. I need to, I thought I would get to Brent and Weatherford. Brent, you'll come right on the other side of this break. Let me get this one in, and then we'll get right to you. We have a line open now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now, 800-288-9227. Let me tell you about my book that I have been working on so hard. I had no idea how I'd forgotten. It's been a while since I wrote a book start to finish. I've been working on this now for 6 months. And I have dedicated almost all available time. I don't mean just 8 hours a day. I mean, I get up early and I work until six. Wife and I will go out to dinner maybe and get a burger or a salad or something. And I'll come back and work until 10 or 11, go to bed and start it over again the next day. And I'm loving it. This is a self-published book. My editor from my magazine, Carolyn Skye, the artist who has helped me so wonderfully on my calendars for years. We're not doing the calendar any longer. And she is now working on the book. She's so talented. Cindy Smith and I, we're the team. It will only be available as it, you can buy it today as a pre-order through my magazine office. It will not be in stores, won't be on Amazon. I'm self-publishing just so I can make sure I do it the way I want and so that I can keep the price low. $24.95 will get you everything that I have ever written completely updated. I have never had such a bunch of information. Everything from my complete guide to Texas gardening, 22 years old now, by the way, that book is completely updated and revised in very different layout and format, much more user-friendly in this book. All of my calendar information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden, all of that information. And it's, in fact, 48 pages of the book. All the information from my very descriptive posters that we have, all of that's going to be included. Everything that you need in Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Book will be released in March, and it's $24.95 right now. $24.95 is all you pay. That's the pre-order special price. It will never be that low again. And there's a $7 postage on it to get the book to you. That's our cost, totally, not making any money on that one. And you can also get my magazine at half price if you order it at the same time that you're ordering the book, both of them to the same address. The total price of that offer is just $36.90. All of this satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 10 today. We're going to be committing to a press count before too much longer, and therefore the price will go up. Call today before 10. 1-800-752-GROW. You can also order anytime today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. What a wonderful school. Graduation comes up in just a couple of weeks at Serenity, the fall graduation, and that is fun. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, and you may be saying, I wonder where I could get some nice plantation shutters, and I'm here knocking on your door saying, you need sunburst shutters. They came aboard as an advertiser at the perfect time for me. My wife had been hounding me. She doesn't hound, but she just kept saying, you know, I really wish we could upgrade our window treatments because they were 30 years old. You know, isn't funny how ladies work? They think that 30 years isn't enough for old shutters with the fabric that was falling out of them. You think that's that? We could have gotten another 40, 50 years out of those. But we got sunburst shutters instead. They came to our home and measured and came back, and every shutter went in a specific window. And every night when I close our shutters just to get a little bit of darkness in the room in the morning, I get a lot of darkness in the room early in the morning because they are so precision fit to each window. They're made of polywood, by the way, which is the most energy-efficient product. It's a man-made product. They look like wood. They're white or off-white. You choose that color. 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5-inch louver size. They are so easy to clean. You never have to paint them. They don't crack or warp or split. The company's been in business for more than a quarter of a century, and they're beautiful shutters. Nice, very, very decent people, wonderful people. I hope you give them a call. Sunburst Shutters, sunburstshutters.com. Oh, by the way, they're available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco. Call this number, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Our 19th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, Neil Sperry.
For 32 years, I have had the blessing, and when you're in broadcast, you count it as a blessing, the blessing of telling you about Dalworth Clean. Started out as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, and they certainly do that wonderfully. And I've told you through those years how much I admire James Smith and the professional team that he has assembled doing all kinds of floor service work. They not only clean all kinds of floors now, but they restore, repair, even replace flooring of all kinds. Dalworth Fine Floors is in North Richland Hills. It's a wonderful showroom to go see all the wonderful flooring options, 8509 Davis. But to have them come to your home and do all of their miracles on your floors of making those floors look as good as new, you need to call Dalworth Clean. That's 214 or 817-267-8433. I love this company. I am blessed by this company as an advertiser. I hope when you call through, you let them know that I was bragging about them, because I've been doing that very honestly, very faithfully for 32 years. 214 or 817. Metro 267-8433. You want to get your house looking great after the holidays? Grandkids are gone now. House doesn't look so hot? Dalworth Clean can help you. 214 or 817. Metro 267-8433. Dalworth.com. Thank you much, and back to the phone lines we go. Let's go to Brent in Weatherford. Brent, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Thanks for waiting.
Thank you, sir. I've got some roses that were planted probably 6 or 7 years ago, and my wife took care of them for a while. She's not there anymore, and I have not done anything proper to those roses probably in 3 years.
All right.
And I don't know where to pull them out. They're only about... say 2.5 tall. They're about 18 inches in diameter. I don't even know what kind of roses they are. All I can say is they're pink. They're pink.
All right, Brent, what you need to do with roses is in mid, and they are bush roses. They're not climbing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In mid February, I'd say between the 10th and 15th, if you can, you want to prune bush roses back by 50%, by half. Every cut is made right above a bud that faces away from the center of the plant, so that when that bud starts to grow, it'll grow out and let the plant spread and won't be congested. Now, if you don't think these have grown very well, maybe instead of 50%, 50, maybe you prune them back by 30% this one time. But that's what we do. We do it with lopping shears and hand shears. And then you promote new growth in the spring by doing that. But that's a requirement. And that's an early February task.
Well, Neil, I water out of the lake. You think the lake has enough nutrients, or should I use some type of a rose fertilizer?
Yeah, you need a fertilizer. It's not going to have enough nutrients to keep roses going. I'll tell you what, we can talk a little bit more. I need to get away for the news right now. We'll be back. Stay tuned, folks.